Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker. I used to think my ex was one in a million. Come to find out, she was just more one in a bake sale. Not very good. Tonight I'm going to talk about careful what you wish for. You know, I've been reading more and more and more stories about women are not liking the dating game right now. They're not liking the dating scene. And I think it's because, you know, traditionally we've got conservative and we've got progressive. Progressive wants to drive forward and move society ahead to some ideal norm. And then conservatives are kind of like, slow down. Things have been pretty good in the past. Let's not get too crazy to change things. Well, the progressives are winning, and our society's changed a lot in the last 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, before I did my trip around the world, the dating apps and the dating game was a lot different. I only was gone for a year and change. And when I came back, I was busy and I didn't jump right back into dating. But as I did, and as I saw people kind of telling the stories and seeing what social media was like, you realize, hey, this isn't going so well. And the change was that women very much wanted to be more like men. They wanted to have their own financial independence. They wanted to go to college. They want to be providing their own money and not be reliant on anyone. They wanted to be more promiscuous and enjoy more partners. And men didn't get much of a say in this. You know, I mean, the women's movement and the positivity that's gone along with it, and the themes on TV and the media has gone very progressive as well. It's kind of run away with it. So now TV shows and commercials and cartoons and everything saying, hey, women strong, women brave, women, yay. Okay. So in the end, the kind of the conservatives are saying a little bit more like, well, slow down. Are you sure this is what you want? And progressives have just run ahead with everything. And this isn't the politics side of it. It's just the thought process of being more progressive, more ready for change. So as this has done so, women now have said, okay, we're going to be like guys. We're going to go get our degrees. We're going to go to work. We're going to have more partners. We're going to be free to do whatever they want. And this is coming with a backlash. This is a careful what you wish for. There was an episode that I watched. It was, I think it was The Twilight Zone. I don't think it was The Outer Limits. I think it was an old Twilight Zone, and it was in black and white, where a guy, he was a mobster or something or other, and he dies. And he went to heaven, and it was in a casino. And every woman that he flirted with, she wanted to be with him. And every time he played a casino game, he won. But throughout the episode, he became more and more miserable because everything he wanted came true. Come to find out, it wasn't heaven. It was further south than that. He was in hell. He didn't like it because everything he wished to happen happened. And so there was no challenge in life. There was no fun in life. And I think that's what's happening with the movements where women said, I want to be just like a guy. And ding, it happened. Then all of a sudden they said, you know what? Guys don't have it so easy. Maybe we jump the gun on this a little bit. I mean, if you were to ask me, hey, would you, and again, this is just my opinion, it hasn't happened to me, but if you were to say, hey, would you like to be the stay-at-home person that makes sure the laundry's done and the dishes are done and dinner's cooked and you can hang around the house and watch TV or play video games and maybe have a part-time job until the wife came home and you had everything ready for her, but she provided you for everything. And if there was something you really wanted, she said no, you pouted and withheld action from the bedroom until she gave in, which she would, and then you got it. I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll do that. That's kind of the way it was. Well, I got a couple of stories, and I'm going to breeze through them here. But it's about women saying, hey, I want to be like a guy. And then they got it. And then they're saying, this isn't so good. And now this is going back 10 years, and I purposely went back on an older article to kind of, we're going to go from a then to now. So this is from 2009. Well, women today behave very much more like their men, more like men than their grandmothers. After all, they attended college to compete in careers rather than to find a husband. They're interested in more intimacy and partners. They drink, they do other illicit substances. They're more competitive in sports, including as professionals. Social scientists often attribute such profound changes to liberation, but this the sexual liberation. But this is more really more of a semantic trick than a true scientific explanation. It's an exercise in circular reasoning. We should not be too surprised by that because virtually every so-called because virtually all so-called explanations in the social sciences follow a similar defective formula, as I argue in scholarly detail in my recent book, The Myth of Culture, Why We Need a Genuine Natural Science of Societies. So going back, we talk about women wanted to, men seemed to have all the control and all the power, but the truth of it is women didn't understand that men controlled society and women controlled the men, if that makes any sense. And to give you a good example, let's say I was the bread earner. I'm paying for the house. It's my money, but the wife takes care of everything at the home. The wife traditionally decided what societal things we took part in, what parties we went to, what friends we kept. She often would say, no, don't hang out with those guys, or no, you can only go bowling once a week. And to us guys now, it sounds like, well, that sounds so controlling. But remember, he controlled the money. She controlled him, so to speak, to keep him in line so that he went to his doctor's appointments. He ate halfway healthy. He didn't get too heavy. He didn't have high cholesterol. And so women controlled the men and men controlled society. Now, this is a very quick take on this, and you can look more into this if you're interested in it. But I can tell you now, my father ruled the roost. He was kind of king of the castle until my mom wanted to do something different than he did. And when she did, she let him know, and he kind of followed what she said. So in truth, it's not so much of a patriarchal society as one would expect. Well, now women said, I want to be the guy. I want everything the guy can have. I want to date like men and be social like men and everything. And here they have it. Now they, in many cases, women actually have the advantage when it comes to getting hired. They're looking for, in a STEM field, I used to work in network engineering. If a woman applied, she was always one of the first ones to get interviewed because we wanted, quote, more female representation and more female logic and thinking and outlook on things. So yes, of course we want, it was 95% men. Yes, we want more women to be inclusive. Now we interviewed them, and if they were a qualified candidate, if they were the best candidate, they would get hired. And if they weren't, they weren't. But we were always happy to have an unrepresented group of people amongst us. It just gives you a different outlook. Well, this study goes on to say, and it doesn't dip into it too much, but they talk a little bit about how when you're more competitive and you're doing more manly things like competing for jobs and competing in the market and dating and being more of a guy, you actually produce a little bit more testosterone. And because of that, women are having a harder time keeping their hourglass figures. Go figure. That's down further in the article. I'll link it below as I always do, but that's really not the point. The other one article I wanted to talk about tonight about is a woman saying, my opinion, most men aren't husband material. And she's actually right. Why? Because men used to have to step up, and men would say, okay, I'm a college guy. I want to go, I'm becoming college age. I want to go to college. I want to get a good education. I want to make a decent income and have a good job. And I want to meet a wife, and I want to provide for that wife, and I want to have kids and provide for the kids and have a nice home and build our future as a family. That's not happening anymore. Now it's become, I guess I'm just going to do whatever I want, because if I want to have intimacy with a woman, if I'm good looking enough and active enough, I can. And if I'm not, well, it used to be that a 5 guy would get a 5 girl, and a 7 guy would get a 7 girl, and a 3 guy would get a 3 girl. That's not happening anymore. And we've talked about this multiple times, but that's not the point today. The point today is a lot of guys are realizing, I don't have to man up anymore. I don't need to provide for a family. I only need to provide for myself. I don't need to get this amazing job. I just need to get enough that it's going to make me happy. And I don't need to go out and try that hard for women. Either it works for me or it doesn't work for me, but I'm not going to change my life to try to make it work for me. This is an article by Oceana Teppenhart. And Oceana's very bright red hair, big yellow glasses. There's a picture of her at the bottom if you want to see it. Remember, yellow then red, you're as good as dead. I think that's the way it goes, or it's red against yellow, you're one dead fellow. Either way, it's a poisonous combination, and she's got both in her picture, so that tells you something already. And she's got bright fluorescent red hair. It's like this red. So there's a point where you go, okay, that's a warning sign. Like, already you're signaling something to me here. So let's read what she has to say. And this is a culmination of women wanting to be men. Well, now they realize what it's like dating for both sides. So she says, most women I know do actually want a husband or a boyfriend, but finding that easier said than, oh, am I missing part of this? Let me widen this out a little bit. Ah, okay. That might do it. All right, let's try this again. She says, most women I know do actually want a husband or a boyfriend, but finding that is easier said than done. After all, it's hard to have a great relationship when the vast majority of men aren't worth a darn. If you're about to scoff about this, consider the writing on the wall. Okay, what makes a man worth it? It makes it if he's worthy of tying down and hitching yourself to this guy. So let's see why most men don't. The fact that having a side chick is so widespread is a major problem. Our generation simply has a massive gap when it comes to infidelity. Guys see having two girls like a status symbol. On the other hand, if girls do it, we're promiscuous. The truth is that men who would have a side chick deserve no chick at all. Okay, but how many stories have I done where women are also keeping guys on the side and also wanting to have, I've even done a story about a woman that has like four boyfriends that live with her and they all take care of her needs. This isn't a one-way street. Both people are doing it now. So, and there is no, women are promiscuous for doing this. No, it's cheered on by society. You go, girl, show you're strong and independent. Look at Jada Pinkett Smith when whether she stepped out or her and Will had an open relationship. She steps out with a guy that's like 20 some odd years old and everybody's like, oh, stunning and brave, stunning and brave. Brad Pitt does it and they're like, shame on you. Why such a young woman? Can't you find a woman on your own? No, it's still shamed for men, but not women. So I argue the opposite of what she says. Guys have gotten increasingly demanding with looks. Men are no demanding with looks than they ever have been. I'll tell you that right now. They are. As a matter of fact, I would say they're less demanding than they should be, because I've seen some combinations where you're like, man, that guy was a little desperate to go there because yeesh, right? Back in, I'd say even 30, 40 years ago, women realized that they wanted to have that hourglass look. Now you've got, I can't think of the performer. Oh, I just had it in my head. Anyway, there's plenty of performers out there that are not only plus size women, but plus, plus, plus size women. And they're stunning and brave. And oh, you show your strong side, girl. There are models on billboards that used to be waif supermodels. And now they're like size 30. They're like big, big girls. So don't tell me that guys are being increasingly demanding with their looks. Society's just let the standard slip, and men are saying, society may be okay with this, but I'm not attracted to it. I'm just out. They say it's all too common to hear guys bemoan how they can't get a hot girl while they themselves bring little to terms of looks to the table. In fact, that men who often look like troll dolls with pot bellies will demand to have a solid dime is hypocrisy at its finest. They should learn to be more open-minded about looks. After all, most girls I've met would give a not-so-hot guy a shot if his personality is good. No, I disagree completely. Now, I don't know of many men that look like troll dolls with pot bellies that are demanding a dime, a 10. Most guys would be just like, hey, I'm a 6 or a 7. I just like a girl that's interested in me and would like to go out with me and is not going to bail on me for the next hotter or better or richer guy that comes out there. I'm just looking for somebody to spend time with. I know very, very few guys that are like, oh, I must be a dime or a 10. Now, who are the men that want to be with dimes? Dimes. The guys that are 10s want to be with 10. I like your term of dimes. I'm going to have to remember that. Guys that are 10s want to be with 10s. Guys that are 8s want to. All men want to be with a 10, but we don't walk around thinking we deserve it. But women do, because women actually have a chance for a short-term relationship with them. And what happens when the girl that's a 7 or 6 is sleeping with an 8, 9, or 10, and he leaves her for a better-looking woman? She says, oh, he expects to have a good-looking woman on his arm. That's why he dumped me. Not self-reflecting that, hey, maybe he was just using me for a piece of tail, and then when he got something better than me, he dumped me. That would take self-reflection. We don't do that here. Statistically, women are more likely to be employed than men. Now, this one was a weird one when I read this. Listen to what she says. This means that some guys can't even put food on the table. Traditionally, that's their job. Okay, but tradition's gone. You wanted to be more like men. You wanted to be independent and free and make your own money. So now we're competing for the same jobs. And if you win that job because of, hey, we need to fill a quota of women, or you're just better qualified for that job, congratulations. But that guy is not getting that job, so he looks for something else. And now maybe you make more than him, or maybe you have a higher education than he does. So that makes him not worthy of dating. Congratulations. Women only want to date up, but when you do better than a man, you make fewer men ahead of you. Listen to what she says about this. She says, while that could suggest more stay-at-home dads, statistics show that women still will also end up doing most of the work around the house too. So why would anyone marry someone who's basically unable or unwilling to contribute anything if he's not working or homemaking? Now, what statistics does she talk about here? Let's see. Come on, load it. And I got nothing. Okay, so it's not going to load. Great statistic. Now, maybe the link will work. I don't know if my internet's out or something like that. But here's the thing. Guys, we're not allowed to just work and come home and be like, all right, you take care of everything. That doesn't work. There are so many, now women complain, oh, I have to do so much more than men. But women think like, oh, I had to do the dishes and cook, and I did the laundry. He keeps throwing his laundry around. Okay, I'll give you that one. Who gets the trash together and takes that out? Who's the one usually mowing the lawn, washing the cars, fixing things when they break? You know, to do dishes, I would say is a pretty basic, like a six-year-old or an eight-year-old child can do the dishes. I don't know of too many people that can go out and fix a car. Now, maybe young guys can't today. I don't know. But the point is, again, she says, traditionally, men brought food or brought the food home that went on the table. Okay, well, you still want the man to do that, right? But then why is he the one that also has to split the other things? And then if they say, well, no, we should split everything, okay, then we're going to split all the bills from here on out. No more date nights. You pay your half for dates. No more surprises on Valentine's. You pay unless you get me something equal. And yet the anniversary, our anniversary presents, what do guys get? Not really much. What do the women get? I used to work in jewelry, diamond rings, bracelets, none of that. It's all equal. So maybe that you doing more at the house also meant that he treats you to dinners and gifts. Maybe that'll just go out 50-50 across the board, birthday, small presents, Christmas, even, but no more Valentine's Day, no more anniversary dates, no more of any of that stuff. Hey, if you want it, we'll do it. Rudeness is at an unprecedented level. Yes. Do you know why? Because when women treat men like they're nothing, guess what? Men do the same thing right back. We have to hear it on TV and commercials. We have to hear it everywhere how blah men are today. Bad men, patriarchal bad. Bad. So what do men do? Okay, if I'm bad, you're bad. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. She says it's true, and if you don't believe it, just go on OkCupid and talk to some men. Generally speaking, men who are fine with being rude to women before a date even starts aren't worth dating, marrying, or even speaking to. Hey, we're even. I agree with you on that one. You know who else isn't? Women. Women go on there with all these lists of demands, and I even saw a screenshot somebody took where they were on one of the dates. I think it was on Tinder or something or other. They had matched, and the woman, as a matter of fact, I talked about it on one of my videos. The woman was like, oh, I just wanted to match with you to tell you how ugly you were. Okay, it goes both ways. Maybe everybody's just becoming jerks. Number six, our generation is plagued with a way that we're always looking to trade up. Hey, agreed. Both men and guys are doing it. We trade up jobs all the time. We trade up our iPhones, our furniture, and at times even our friends. Sadly, our generation also tends to take this attitude with significant others. I agree wholeheartedly. While this isn't always a common sentiment, it happens frequently enough that certain guys just don't realize what they had until they are old, alone, and traded out. I could have said the exact same thing to women. What happens? An attractive guy will fool around and have a casual relationship with a less attractive woman because it's easy intimacy for him. Then when he finds someone better in the looks department or whatever department, he bails on her because he doesn't care, and he goes and dates a better looking or better prospect woman. It's called dating. And the thing is that a woman does the same thing. A woman who's dating a guy that's like, hey, you know, he's okay. He provides well enough. He's nice. He's sweet. How many stories have I done on? He's the nicest guy I've ever met, ever in my life, ever. But I also really want to go break up with him so I can go be with a hot, stinky, muscular guy at the gym that keeps winking at me. Women do it too. So again, it's going both ways. You're finding out what it's like now to be out in the dating market as a guy or a woman. It's just awful. But you wanted to be equal. You wanted this change. Now you've got it. Too many men out there are having a major Peter Pan complex. Too many guys out there expect their parents to take care of them. While they're out of the house, they expect their girlfriends to take care of them. Unless you have a serious Florence Nightingale syndrome at work, it's pretty obvious why these guys aren't good boyfriend material. Okay, maybe there's some guys out there that say, hey, I don't want a sugar mama. You beat me for the job. You're making more money than I am. You need to put in more money. You know what? What if I read this the opposite? Too many girls out there expect the men to take care of them and give them money and give them gifts. And okay, congratulations. We're going to call that one a draw, right? The nice guy complex is strong with too many guys out there. They're so nice until you say no, then they shriek in anger, call you friend zoning B, and can't get why you won't leave nice guys, why you won't give nice guys like them a chance. Next. Okay. Now, what about all the women that go absolutely bonkers on you because you said hi, and instead of her saying, please stop flirting with me, she says you're harassing me or giving me a hard time because you're unattractive. Hey, it just stinks out there, doesn't it? They're insecure. For all the stuff so many men demand, millennial men tend to be exceptionally insecure. This just tends to open up an entire can of worms, ranging from shaming to bad behavior. Do women need this in their lives? Absolutely not. I agree with you. Now, how about women are too grandiose and too sure of themselves? So they've become rude, narcissistic, vain, and overly strong or angry about everything. So men don't want that either. So now the men are insecure where the women are braggarts, and it used to be the other way around. Congratulations, you got what you wished for. Some straight up just lost interest in a relationship. Hello. And she just kind of says, yeah, guys they're just not interested anymore. Neither would I be. Because when you hear society is yay, girl power, and men boo, men bad, patriarchy, they're the root of all evil. Well, guys just say, I'm out, forget it. And men are way too entitled. Women are way too entitled too. Hey, I'm an awesome woman. By the way, don't look at me and just don't think of me as an object. Also, pay $9.99 for my OnlyFans. Like, that seems pretty entitled to me. So what happens? Well, if you look at it, basically, she's complaining about the same things that we guys do about the dating market right now. Granted, from a little bit different angle, but this is what you wanted. You girls wanted to get out there and work and have to have degrees and not rely upon a guy. And now you have no escape plan except to get married, to maybe have a kid, to get married and have a kid, and so you can get government assistance and a husband supports you and all that, or you have to work until the day you leave this planet. When you're 65 or 75 or whatever. Congratulations. Congratulations. You're now finding out what it likes to be a guy. It's not all flowers and roses. It's hard work. And for women that say, we really know what it's like to be a man because XYZ, not until you're out paving a hot driveway in the middle of summer. Not until you're out as a lumberjack or working on an oil rig or up on a roof in 105 degree weather or 115 degree weather in Arizona during the middle of summer, changing out roof tiles to fix a roof or install a new roof. When I see women doing that job 50-50, then we're truly even. But until then, you've still got it easy. But you're starting to find out what it's like to be a guy, and it's not all flowers and roses. And you're seeing it in work, you're seeing it in dating. It's tough. And I think women are starting to realize, hey, maybe we bit off a little bit more than we chew, or we bit off more than we can chew. What'll be interesting is seeing if the next younger generations come into this and say, hey, let's take this back, because I saw my mom or my aunt, and it was a hot mess, and I don't want to get involved in that. And in the meantime, young men are seeing all this happen, and they're saying, I don't even want to date. Like, this is just isn't for me. I'm telling you, it's a social experiment that's going to be really, really interesting. And also messy to watch what happens. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. Guys, I'll leave you there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, hey, be careful what you wish for, because you wanted equality, you wanted power, you wanted the jobs, you wanted the income, you wanted the responsibility. You've got it all. But now what are you going to do with it? Because you can't just stop. Now you're going to have to work till the end of retirement. And maybe it's not so easy to date, and maybe you don't bring enough to the table. Welcome to being a guy.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you.